We were in the middle of discussing the Trishitis by Lav Sheva Nais. Let's briefly go over the Trishitis and see how we can work with this. Basically, the Pashtus of Lav Sheva Nais, I think the way most of us would have understood it, had there been no, you just learned the Kiyas without any type of eon, you would have understood what we're calling the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is, now what does it mean, Lav Sheva Nais alike and all of it? It means that if you did a maisa, you get malchus. If you didn't do a maisa, you don't get malchus. Period. There's nothing more. You look at each story. What happened? Person did a maisa, he gets malchus. Person didn't do a maisa, he doesn't get malchus. Even though you could have an aveira that has two hechatenses, you have an aveira that you could be either with a maisa or without a maisa. Let's say loisikai, it's not taking the comma. So you could take the comma two ways. You can take the comma with a maisa. You do something to the other person. You stick out your tongue at him or something. So that's the comma, right? And that's a maisa. So that would get malchus. Or you could take the comma without a maisa. When he asks you for a favor, you just don't do it. That's without a maisa. So the shita is a Rambam. When you do it with a maisa, you get malchus. When you do it without a maisa, you don't get malchus. What's our makar to say that this is the Rambam Shita? Our makar is the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umasa, who says that karna chametz the Pesach like Rambam says that if somebody goes into the store on Pesach and buys chametz, he gets malchus because it's a lav sheyesh by maisa, because he bought chametz and buying is a maisa. Even though yaiva bal yiroya without a maisa. Let's say you had chametz from before Pesach, and now you own it on Pesach. So now you're either going to buy your roi, buy your matzah without a maisa. Then you do not get malchus. But the Rambam doesn't care. So he says, it's okay. Sometimes buy your roi with a maisa, and then you do get malchus. Sometimes buy your roi without a maisa, and then you don't get malchus. That's the Rambam's shita. Now, the longish of terms I used for it was that means that it's a siva. That maisa is a siva, it's the cause, it's what gives you malchus. Right? If siva and simen confuse you, then work on it, make sure you understand. Because, it's just a basic way of breaking things down. Siva means the maisa is the reason you get malchus. The reason you get malchus is because of, the reason you get malchus is because you did a maisa. That's what it means that it's a siva, it's the cause. It's the reason that, The other way to learn, well, there are two other ways to learn. One is the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah says, now you have to understand, the Magid Mishnah and the Chinuch, in Lomdis they agree. In Lomaisa they're very different. They both say that the Lav gets one rule. You don't say it depends if you did it with a Maisa or without a Maisa. Both the Magid Mishnah and the Chinuch are saying, you give one rule for a Lav. Each lav gets a rule. How do you set up the rule? So the Magid Mishnah says that if it's shayach to do this aveira with a maisa, even though you personally did it without a maisa, you still are going to get malchus. As long as it's shayach to do it with a maisa, then it's across the board that this lav always gets malchus. His example is an Avera, the Torah of Leitzatza and Shar B'dishai. Leitzatza and Shar B'dishai is the last Yesh B'naisa. It means that you're not allowed to muzzle your animal and the animal's working. Normally, it's the last Yesh B'naisa. There's something called Chaisim B'kail. The way I understand, Chaisim B'kail means you let your animal thresh, but when it wants to eat, you scream in a way that prevents it from eating, that frightens it from eating. Make noises that prevent it from eating. Now, screaming is not a maisa. Talking, we assume, is not a maisa. So here you can be able by sasam shar b'dishai to wet. Either by muzzling it, which is a maisa, or by screaming at it, which is not a maisa. So the Magid Mishnah says even if you do it for Kyle, you still get Malchus. Because it's a lash yesh by Maisa, because like Dr. Shavu Disha is Shaykh with a Maisa. Even though you do it without a Maisa, you're still going to get the Sheet of the Magid Mishnah. And the Chinuch takes the opposite approach, totally opposite approach. The Chinuch says that as long as it's Shaykh to do the Aveira without a Maisa, even if you do it with a Maisa, you still do not get Malchus. The only time to get Malchus is if the Aveira spells the Chavek only with a Maisa, like eating the Vela. Eating the Vela, there's no way to do it only with a Maisa, there's no other way to eat the Vela. But if you have an Aveira, which could be with an Aveira, with a Maisa or without a Maisa, the Kinnah holds is off the hook for Malchus. And I would guess there are probably 10 Leitha says that fall under this category. I mentioned to you yesterday, the Chinuch says it in the Mitzvah Am Aleph by Leitzikayim, by taking the comma. He mentions it also by the Isser of Leitzir Debay Befarech, in Parshat Bahar. Leitzir Debay Befarech is allowed that you're not allowed to make your Eved Ivri do hard work. Now, how are you like the Aveira of the Siddur by the Farah? Sometimes with a Maisa, meaning that you physically compel him to do hard work. And sometimes without a Maisa, you just talk to him, you tell him, do this and this, do this work. So it could be both ways. It could be with a Maisa, without a Maisa. But the Chinuch says, you never get Malchus for the Siddur by the Farah, because it's possible to do it without a Maisa. Just tell him work, do this and this work. And since it's possible to do it without a Maisa, so then you never get Malchus. That's the Chinuch's rule. Now it's important to me that you understand the lumdus of the Chinuch and the Magid Mishnah. The way we learn Pashut. The Chinuch and the Magid Mishnah hold that Lav Shein by Maisa is what I'm calling a Simen. What I mean to say is Simen, I mean it's a din of the Aveira. What you do is you take this Aveira, this Lav and the Torah, and you say, what was the intention with this lav? Was the intention, it should get Malchus, or it shouldn't? You can't split lav and then half, according to the Magid Mishnah and according to the Chinuch. You just have to set up a rule, does this lav get Malchus or it doesn't get Malchus? Once you set up the rule, it doesn't matter if the person does it with a Maisa or without a Maisa. If you say, like Sikai, it doesn't get Malchus, which is what the Chinuch says, then it never gets Malchus. If he happens to do it with a Maisa, or he happens to do it without a Maisa, no difference. We set up a rule for the Aveira, for the Lash. So if you want to use a different Lashon, instead of Simon and Siva, you want to make it maybe a little more simple, the Rambam Shita is that it's a din of the Gavra, it's a din of the person. That if this person did a Maisa, he gets Malchus, and if the person didn't do, then he doesn't get Malchus. It's in the person. According to the Rabbanishna and the Chinuch, it's a din of the Aveira, not in the person. It's a din of the Isser. That if the Isser is an Isser, Sheyesh by Maisa gets Malchus, and it's not as us. If you really want, you can use the Lashon Gavra here. Make the other according to these two sheets, it's a din of the Aveira. Now we look at the Aveira, if the Aveira is an Aveira, Sheyesh by Malchus or not. Now, hopefully we'll have time, we'll get to why these titles are important. But this is the basic hanacha that the Atzvi Sheet is. We're going to discuss now different opinions on how to work with it. But despite everything, the pashtus is that the Atzvi Sheet is. Yeah. The Aruch Lener in Agivar dealt with his Kiddush. What was the Aruch Lener's Kiddush? That if you, a mighty shamra, walks into bed, instead of talking, instead of saying, my wife has no disrupt, he writes it down. He goes into bed and he writes on a paper, my wife has no disrupt, my shamra. It could be that he has laryngitis or he has some reason why he can't talk. So he writes it on a piece of paper instead. But he does that in bed, and doesn't accept his jaitis. So if that says, that you're the tshuva and the night of Yehuda, Haskins, Siva, Kedibur, Dami. Writing is as good as speaking. The Meila, you'll be over on the lab of Rashi Shemra if you do it through Ksiv. So Fred Darfman and Arakasha, if this is true, it comes out that Rashi Shemra is an Avera that you could do either with a Maisa or without a Maisa. Either through Dibur, which is without a Maisa, or through Amir, or either through Dibur, which is without a Maisa, or through writing, which is with a Maisa. If so, how come our Gemara calls Maisa Shemra a lot shame by Maisa? Our Gemara calls Maisa Shemra a lot shame by Maisa. What do you mean it's not a lot shame by Maisa? Like the Rambam, it's usually a lot shame by Maisa. Like the Chinuch, it's also a lot shame by Maisa. But according to the Magid Mishnah, since you could do it with a Maisa, it's possible to be over the Adela of Maisa Shemra with a Maisa. So even if you do it without a Maisa, it still should be considered a Lashiyesh Bei Maisa. Why does Arla Gemara call Maisi Shemra Lashiyesh Bei Maisa, according to the Magen Mishnah? This is the Arla Nair's problem with the sheet of the Magen Mishnah. That Mechayra, Maisi Shemra, should be a Lashiyesh Bei Maisa. I think he mentions, for that matter, that a Shvua Sheker should also be a Lashiyesh Bei Maisa. Because you could also do it through writing. You hope Siva Kadivar Dami. So a Shvua Sheker, why is that a lot shame by night? You could do it through writing. Perhaps they can design it as well. If you could do it through writing, all these cases that you could do through writing, they can do it as well. They could write down their rates. All these things are lot shame by night, so like the Magen Mishnah. Yeah. So the Rambam will say, Nafinam, you do. And our Gemara is learning it out from the Maisi Shamra who doesn't write it. Because like the Rambam, it's not a problem. You do have cases of Maisi Shamra, which is a lot of shame. But nice. So our Gemara is referring to those cases. There's no problem. Right? According to the Chayyim, there's never a problem. There's never a problem. Think about it sometimes. Do it there. You can do it through Ksiva. But it's not sure. And the Sugya, because the Sugya is looking. So because of this, what? Like the Magen Mishnah?
Yes.
How do you ever have a lot of Sheva Maisa? You would have to have a lot of Sheva Maisa which Ksiva doesn't work. So what's an example of something that you could only do without a Maisa, and you can't do through Ksiva? Like Selach Russell Batwell, I don't know if he's saying Shiloh, if you have people. What? What? Nice, yeah, nice, you can do it through writing. Nice would be a good example. You have another example. Mevarech Es Hashem, cursing Hashem, there's the same Shiloh, see what's Dima doing. And maybe writing it is also. Nice would be a good example. What? Well, what's an actual case according to him? The Birch Tavron, he's got three examples. I'm not sure. What's the third one? Mesa Medea, we're the same Shalom, Mesa Shasta Diva. You think it's cash, it just makes the Darfur cash even more shver. So how do you have a case to make it even more shver? Well, Darfur Nair answers Shat Nimagi Mishnah. It's very very clear teret. It says the Magi Mishnah, you have to change Shat Nimagi Mishnah a little. The Magi Mishnah only means that if the way the Torah expressed the Aveira is a case of a Maisa. The Torah expressed White Sox and Sharvadisha. Torah mentioned a Maisa. You have a way of doing it which is not a Maisa. And only in that case does the Magen Mishnah say you get Malkus. Magen Mishnah's rule is unique to a case where the Torah said the Aveira in a Lashon Maisa, White Sox and Sharvadisha. And you can have a way of doing it without a Magid. Which means to say that normally the Magid Mishnah would agree with the Rambam. Normally the Magid Mishnah would agree with the Rambam and hold that it depends if you did a Magid or you didn't do a Magid. He just says there's an exception. Very few cases, I don't know how many cases are like this, where the Torah expressed by Sassan Sharmadishai, expressed a Lashon Ma'aseh. And you could do it in a way that's not a Ma'aseh, so you still get Malkus. Perhaps another example would be Lysir Debai Zafara. The expression Lysir Debai, you don't work with him, with hard work. It sounds at least to me like it's a Lashon of a Ma'aseh. Lysir Debai Zafara. Don't work him with hard work. So even though you can find a way of doing it without a Ma'aseh, still you're going to get Malkus. That's the Magid Mishnah. Comes out according to the Arkham there. What? The way most people would understand the word Vaisaksa is that it means don't muzzle. That's a simple translation. Now it's true that there's a way of doing it by screaming at it. But certainly Vaisaksa means don't muzzle. No one's thinking it was only because. So it means a knife. So now we have a Nukshad in the Magid Mishnah. What the Arkham there is doing, actually saying you have three shittas. Not true. These two shittas are really one. The Magid Mishnah and the Rambam are really one shitta, according to the Arkham. According to the Arkham there, these two shittas are one. Why? Because by Bayura, by Yamatzeh, the Lashon HaTorah is without a Magid Mishnah. Bayura, by Yamatzeh, the Talmud should not be found in your possession. That's not a Magid Mishnah. So the Arkhaner is Maida, where the Torah expresses it in a language that's without a Maisa, but you don't get Malkus. If you do it with a Maisa, it could be the Maida that you do get Malkus. Why shouldn't we say Maida to the Rambam? The Arkhaner Siddish is only on mitzvahs that the Torah expresses the Lashon Maisa. According to this, it's not that good. According to the Arkhaner, well, the way we learned the Rambam until the Aruch HaNer, that's so. Once we have the Aruch HaNer, it would turn out that the Aruch HaNer Siddish could be Kabbalah the Rambam too. We have no stira in the case of Bayra about Bayra by Yamase to the Magid Mishnah's rule. Do you follow what's happening now? What's happening now is that we're saying that it could be the Rambam and the Magid Mishnah don't argue. Now what you have to work out is the Siba Simon business. So what if you hope? Siba Simon, which way? I don't know if we're going to get to try to work it out. It's going to have to be worked out. It depends, sure. It depends, and I don't want to confuse it. But what does work come out is that the Aruch HaNer and the Rambam is saying the Rambam and the Magid Mishnah are one sheep. Finish. That's our discussion of the Magid Mishnah for today. Mighty Shem, Rak, you do a ksiva. You would get Malkus according to everybody. If you do it, if you do Mighty Shem with ksiva, you'll get Malkus. If you do it without ksiva, you won't get Malkus. Is ksiva which is not a Ma'aseh. That's very good. When the Torah said it without a Ma'aseh, that's by your Rabbi, you must say, it depends what you did. That's what you did. If the Torah expressed it as a Ma'aseh, then it always gets Malkus. This is the way the Aruch HaNer learns the Magid Mishnah, and then the Magid Mishnah and Rambam come out to be the same Shita. So instead of three Shitas, we're now down to two Shitas. Right. The Aruch HaNer is the same as the Magid Mishnah would hold that to. If the Torah expresses it without a Ma'aseh, then it's like you're not sheet, it depends what you do. We'll have to work with that. Let's see. Let's find the chinuch and we'll see how that works. All right, this is the end of our discussion of the Magid Mishnah. Now we have to talk about the chinuch. Now, what is the Chinuch Shita? The Chinuch is the big makel. The Chinuch says that if you do an Aveira with a Maisa, you're off the hook, as long as it's possible to do it without a Maisa. The Sechemet, he brings down a number of kashas on the Chinuch. For example, one of the kashas he brings is the Isser of Laisa Kifu Pas Reishchem. There are actually two Isserim in the Torah by Payim. One Isser on the Makif, the person who gives someone a haircut and cuts off his Payim. And one Isser on the Nik, the person who there's the hair cutter and there's the hair cutty. One receiving the haircut. So the person getting the haircut is a nikif. It's also over an aveira. You're not allowed to go to a guy and tell him to shave off your payas because it's over the nikif. So now the makif is always doing a maisa. I can't think of a way of giving a haircut without a maisa. Right? Or the way to get a haircut. But to get a haircut, there's two ways to get a haircut. Either without a maisa, you just sit still and he gives you a haircut. Or what the Gemara calls Nisayaya, you help, you tilt your head, you turn your head to help the haircut along. So, I think the Gemara later on got Papalis, and certainly it's in Shulchan in the Rambam, and in the Chinuch as well, that if you get a haircut and you're not Nisayaya, you don't get money. If you get a haircut and you are Nisayaya, you do help along in the haircut, then you do get malchus. The same thing applies to someone who gets a tattoo. A tattoo put on, which is also a lav, sigh on the one who does it, sigh on the one who receives the tattoo. And the same thing, if the one who receives the tattoo is Nisayaya, then he gets malchus. If he's not Nisayaya, then he doesn't get malchus. So, the kasha is, obviously, on the chinuch. What?
On the
you have a lot of being a nikkur, yeah. Kasha. So the kasha is, here you have an aveira, which sometimes gets, when you say yeah, you do get malchus, and when you never say, you don't get malchus. So tshver on the chinuch. Since it's possible to do it without a maisa, so why do you get malchus if you do it with a maisa? It's one of the kashas, or two of the kashas, of Peyos and Seven Shaka. Yeah, one of the parents. The nikkur is always awesome. Somebody gets you a shadow. You go to a guy, your guy has no way to pay. I go to a guy, let him give me a haircut and cut off my pay. And he says, no. That's why I'm being a nikkur. Actually, I think please that we don't have a rebuy across. That there's separate issue on the nikkur. Okay, what you're saying may be so, but what the Sechemet says is that these two kashas are not so sharp for a different reason. Because it could be that when you misayaya, you're either not on being a nikkur, but on being a makif. What does misayaya mean? It means you help the haircut being given. It could be you're helping the hakafa, you're helping the makif, and makif is only shy for the mice. So it could be that therefore that's not a kash.
So the makif could do without you helping.
You can do it without you, but my maisa, you help, so you're also over on being a maisa. But then he goes through a few other kashas. One of his kashas, which is major, is that the chinuch himself says, "Kana chametz the Pesach laikum." The chinuch himself, by Bayira Bayimasei, says that you don't get malchus in Bayira Bayimasei. You do get malchus. So now we have a major problem. Now Well, we said the Rambam is one shita, the Chinuch is another shita, but the Chinuch passes like the Rambam too. And how are we gonna answer that? So the Stechele suggests, go on Chelek Gimel, page 270, I think, in the Chinuch, in the Stechele. He suggests the following terror. He suggests that we have to limit the Chinuch's rule as well. Only, the Chinuch only means, if B'shas Maisa, you could do the Avera two ways, then even if you do it with a Maisa, you don't get an Malkus. In other words, let's say working with an Eved. You could do it two ways. Either you could tell him what to do, or you could show him, or help him do it. Since right now you could do it two ways, if you do a Maisa, it doesn't have the Hashivas of a Maisa. You know, with a Maisa, without a Maisa. If you do it with a Maisa, that Maisa is not Kashuv, and the name is like the last shame of a Maisa. However, if you're in a Hechatimsa, where right now you have no two ways of doing the other. Right now, it's Pesach. You don't know who comes. There's only one way you can be either by a rabbi or by a Maisa, and that's with a Maisa. You either buy Chametz or you make Chametz. If you're in a situation where the only way you could do it is with a Maisa, the chinuch will be maider that you get malchus. So that we're limiting the chinuch's rule. What? Good question. I'm not sure what the answer is. Tell me what the chinuch says. The chinuch says that that it depends on what situation you find yourself in. If you find yourself in a situation where the only way you could do it is with a Maisa, even though it's theoretically possible without a Maisa, then the Chinuch is Maisa to the Rambam, that if you do a Maisa, you get Malkus. Now, what we're doing now is saying that the Chinuch is Maisa to the Rambam. You see, what happened is, first, the Aruch Muner said that these two sheets are one, that the Rambam and the Magen Mishnah agree. Now, the Chinuch is making the point that these two sheets are one, right? He's saying the Chinuch agrees with the Rambam. Right? That's what the Chinuch is saying, right? So what he's saying is that the Aruch Muner, that they're basically two sheets, the Magen Mishnah and the Chinuch. The Magen Mishnah will fit the Rambam into his shita the way the Aruch Muner said, and the Chinuch will fit the Rambam into his shita the way the Stechemer said. But they're only really two shitas. Each one will try to swallow up the Rambam into his shita. Yes. Because the way we're saying is, the Chinuch says, if you find yourself in a situation where the only way you could do the Aveira is with a Maisa, then
that's all you have to do.
But you, right now, in the middle of Pesach, you own no Chametz. There's only one way to do the Aveira, that's with a Maisa. In that case, the Maisa is Chashuv, and it gives you Malkus. The Chinuch was only talking about an Aveira, which you could do two ways. You want to take the Chametz, you don't. You could do it two ways. You could do a Maisa, you could do it without a Maisa. So, any time you have the possibility of doing it two ways, the Chinuch will apply. Any time you have the possibility only of doing it one way, the Chinuch will doesn't apply. That's how the Stechemer explains the thing. Now, what? Excuse me? Yeah, well, we said the Aruch is with the Magen Mishnah. It depends. The client is the Reb normally. The question is, the Reb is the kind client. Is that Reb the kind client a type of Zriya, or is it a separate Israel called the kind client? Could be used normally without a Maisa. Yes. It could still. It depends. Is the Kain client a type of Zriya client? If you look in Tag Mitzvahs, I don't believe you'll find one of them Zriya client, one of them Kain client. The Kain client is a Rebuy in Zriya client. Now, you could look at it two ways. You could look at it, the Aveira is the way of flying, which is a Maisa. And the kind of flying is just a way of doing it. We look at it separately, Barrow. What? Tosfos could be arguing in the Gedara of Mekayim Klayim. It could be a Machlokes in what Mekayim Klayim is. Is it separate Aveira or not? And they would both fit with the Rambam Magen Mishnah. Or if you can say differently, you'll have to learn it like the Sittur. And anyway, this is the basic title. There's a PS, which is a little. I tell it to you hesitantly. It's just geschmack. I'll tell it to you, but I don't think that most Achrayim understand it. The Sefer at the end, he writes that after he printed his whole kunshus on Rav Shem ben Isa, he got a sefer. So Meir Don Plotsky has a sefer on mitzvahs, and assume it's Meir Don Plotsky. Says sounds like a typical title too. He says the Chacham brings the sefer. I think Ner Mitzvah is the name of the sefer. And he says, one minute. We started with three sheetahs, and now he said there are two sheetahs. He suggests that there's really only one sheetah. It's almost like. Could be the Magid Mishnah was talking like Darth Vader said, only about Averis, which are expressed by the Torah as Averis Yesh by Maisa. And in that type of thing, we have this rule that if you have a Chetimsa without a Maisa, it's like it had a Maisa. Could be the Chinuch also is talking Dafka by Averis, which are usually without a Maisa. Which are generally without a ma'isa. Averis, which are generally without a ma'isa, but the chinna, if you do it with a ma'isa, you still pass it from out. So basically what he suggests is that the Magid Mishnah is going on averis that are, that the Torah says with a ma'isa. And the chinna is going on those averis that are usually without a ma'isa. And everyone agrees. The chinuch was written about in Mishnah. That in Aveiro, which the Torah expresses with a ma'isa, if you do it without a ma'isa, you still get ma'isa. And the Magid Mishnah will agree to the chinuch, if you have an Aveiro, which is usually without a ma'isa, then even if you do it with a ma'isa, you're still possible. Okay, complicated. What? He's using the Aruch L'Ner as Mahal. The Aruch L'Ner says the Magid Mishnah applies only to certain cases. And he's saying the chinuch applies only to certain cases. Now, the Magid Mishnah applies to certain cases, the chinuch applies to certain cases, and there's no machlokes, as long as they're not the same case. Magid Mishnah applies to averis, which are basically averis sheyesh bei ma'isa, which you can have a chetimsa without. And the chinuch applies to averis which are basically without a ma'isa, and you could just have a chetimsa without. You could have a chetimsa a with. So that they both agree. You go according to the usual case of the Aveir. Whatever the usual case, that determines the whole Aveir. That's what he is suggesting. According to this, you follow what I'm saying? It's Kiddush. What? It doesn't fit well with the Rambam, probably. And I don't know how it fits with my Sikai. What's the usual way of taking the Kama? How do people usually take the Kama? With a mask or without a mask? What? Usually without a ma'isa. What? Somebody did an avlut to you. Whatever. What's the difference?
He said something to you.
You mean you'll do the same thing he did to you?
Yeah.
It's hard to say what the usual way. Yes.
Why
would that be happening in case of
the
Lava applies even without a
mind. So that's the
classic
case
which is the classic case. Does Rashi mean that's the classic case? So Rashi sums up the Ravusa says the case, which is the biggest hidden. Not sure. At any rate, this is a possibility, but despite all this, the basic idea in Lashay Ma'isa is that they are two sheetahs. The possibility is of making sheetahs work together. But generally, the idea you have to have is that they have three shittas, they have possibilities of making them work together. And this is basically the Torah would like to say, the Yeshiva Shereid on Lashem B'Mach. This is the, however you try to make the shittas fit with each other, that's all part of the exercise of understanding the shittas. The truth is that we'd like to make the Magen Mishnah through the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah is in the Farish on the Rambam. We'd like to make it fit with the Rambam. The Chinuch also usually goes to Rambam Shita. We'd like to make it fit, especially because he seems to say the Farish like the Rambam. So to make the Rambam fit with, to make the Magen Mishnah fit with the Rambam, or the Chinuch fit with the Rambam is an accepted thing. To make the Magen Mishnah fit with the Chinuch, that's already stretching. Our components, these are the basic ideas. Now let's move on. Let's talk about Eben Benjamin a little. Let's see the next line of Gemara. Rabbanan, four lines in the bottom. Hey, my son of Bereacha ate shaker, my dar shibay. What did Rabbanan do when my son of Bereacha ate shaker? What's the kasha? It's a lot. You should say the shaker. The kasha is, the way Tyson explained, why don't you get malchus? Why don't the Rabbanan agree you get malchus for my son? That's why Tesis explains the kasha. Right? Tesis Rabbanan? He says, I, my son, is a lot shame by Nisan. Right? The first line of Tesis. Rabbanan? Hi, my son, my abdul. So, how do you call him? El Gabi, my son, and Mishum Dava, lot shame by Nisan. Hey, no, Elab, Krod, and it's equal. Of a boss in the Gully Long Friday, they speak with the Shaykh Bay Mouth, with the Yashon Ramayim, and the Lucky the White Son. The Tesis is saying is that we had on Bezal the day that Ben Grusha Bet Halusa gets Mouth. Why? And we had on the Bezal Mid Alex actually that Ben Grusha Bet Halusa gets Mouth. Gemara said, why? Says the secret society because she was a Russian. Gemara said, I said, my son, and my son is watching by my son. So we learned that of the Hitzikos of Tzadik for Shiva Sarash. That's the Gemara 7 days. We declared, I think the first day of Shia, not the first one, the second day, two ways of learning the Malkus of the Ben Grusha Bet Halutza. And just like then, when I say Ben Grusha Bet Halutza, I mean all the cases. Ben Grusha Bet Halutza, Kaifer, Eved Ivri, Galus, or any case where you don't get Kasha Zaman and you get Malkus instead. We said two ways of learning. Either the Malkus is a Lysana Bereacha Dikadin, the din of Lysana, and it's a Yaivan Alav and you get Malkus. Or it's a Kasha Zaman Dikadin, that whenever you can't get Mamish what you try to give him, you try to make him Zangalusha, try to give him dollars, you can't get that. So of Kasha Zaman, you get Malkus. There are two ways of learning, you would tell it in the two Pshat and Taishas on Beza Medala. We have two ways of understanding why Ben Grusha Bet Halutza gets Malkus. This Gemara, the way Taishas explains it, is Beferish or Gemara, like one of the two ways. The other Gemara is saying Beferish, Rabbanan. Highway sign up for AFA Shokam Adoshiday. Taishas is saying it means you should get, like Rabbanan, why don't you get Malkus? That's the way sign up for AFA Shokam. What? Okay, one second, I'll answer that. But, Lysana Chabayrocha, my Darshidei, this Gemara seems to be deferred like one Mahalach. I'll get back to it in a minute, but just see the Gemara. Haume Baye Le La Tara, Leidim Zaynimim. No, we use that for an Atara. Ramei Atara Leidim Zaynimim Ale, Amr Yirmiya, Naskalei Nevei HaNishar Yishmu V'Yirav La Yisifuai. Rabbanan, Haume Baye Le La Atraza, Ramei Atraza Yishmu V'Yirav La. Let's work with Ramey and work with Rabbanan. Ramey said, Eidim Zaynimin get two punishments. Right? They get Kasher Zaman, plus they get Malkus. That Malkus is because of which law? Shaila, because of my son. Right? According to Ramey, there's no question that you get Malkus for Lysana Bereach Eid Shaken. I used to love Shein Bereach. The Taisa says, it's because the Tzadik reveals to us that you get Malkus anyway. Even though it's Lashem HaRei. Eidim Zaynimin, get Malkus. Which means that Hakira, that we have in the face of an Alman, by Ramea, it certainly doesn't apply. Required is the Malkus of Ben Gurusha Ben Chalutza, is that Kashas Anam, or is it Loisan? Of course, Ramea, the Feirish, that it's Loisan, nothing to talk about. The only Shaila is according to the Rabbi. So the Stifler, in his in Simen Aleph, the beginning of Simen Aleph, says that the Pashtus of Agimara would be that it's a Din Loisane, even according to the Rabbanim. Because the Rabbanim basically agree with Rabbi that you should get Malkus. Why do they disagree? The top line, because Kedei Rishasai, because you can't give two Anshin. But then Grusha Bechalutza, we are not giving two Anshin. They would seem to agree with Rameya. Then you get Malkus. That's the pashtus of the Gemara on the top of the Amid. That's the Leitana did it. Right, that's the kasha. So the kasha is that from our Gemara it seems to be it's Leitana did it. It's not a kasha zonah did it. The disciple says that it could be that the Rabbanan Be'emes, the Fiyah Maskanon, the Gemara that have a Mina Hel, yes, like the Rabbanan, that Leisana, Ishigamach Leisana, the Gemara said that it's a Kamei Rabbanan. But according to the Maskanon, it might very well be that the Rabbanan holds it's not Leisana. Stifler doesn't explain, I think what he means is this Gemara. The Gemara said, I'll by a Leila, so I'll the Zayn. Once the Gemara says, Ahuli Bayalei Lazharim, so the pshat is that really they get Malkus al Kashazana. The Gush Bechalusa gets out of Kashazana. I Malkus needs an Azhara, so my son is the Azhara. But in the Yitzhak Gemara's Paris, Rabbana would hold that it's a Kashazana Bechidin. Which means that the disciple was saying, that Rameya and the Chachamim argue, Tanoim argue and declare that we cleared on that thing. Declare that we cleared the Shaila on that thing. The Menalas is actually a Machlaikis Tanoim. Rameya holds that the Malkus is a Leisan of Re'echa Dikadin, and the Chachamim holds it's a Kashazon Dikadin. That's pretty clearly. That's the way he would learn up our Sukkot. Is this line totally in the Tulishainis? This line of the Gemara, Rabbanu Hayasana Be'echei Shaka, why is that totally in the Tulishainis? Chayradi to the Amri, to the Masni, is only till Ula. This last piece of Gemara. Chayra would hold true like both. The first question, Rabbanu Hayasana Be'echei Shaka, made Arshi Day. It's not, no more, is it any more like one Russian than the other? Use it for market to his test. But that means that the pasuk then you don't need. You can't say we use it for market except for Gnei Shafi. That means why do you say it's the pasuk? If you're using it for market, but you can't apply it to the Gnei Shafi, right? So the Gemara could have answered that, but it's not the Gemara's parent. Gemara didn't answer, but it's not like my Darshi. The fire lay with Bengalush. Gemara does anything to do with the Tula Shainis? The Gemara could have said that to us anyway. The Gemara doesn't say that. So why not assume that in the second Russian too? Why, where did the second Russian differ in that problem? Yeah. Well, of course, Ramei, I don't think there's any question that it's the Leisan of the Rebbe. Because the Mishnah said, Lay Hashem on the early day, your mom on the early day, Malkus. Lay Hashem, that's the way Rashi Tash of it's not the same Pasuk. This is the Pasuk of Leisan, this is the Pasuk of Kashadon. So in Ramei, I would not argue with you. You say that Rameh, it has to be the Lashana? Let's look back. The Gemara said Elo Amrei Shlakish, third from the last, or next to the last narrow line. Gemara said Elo Amrei Shlakish. What was the Gemara talking about? A lav shein by Maisa by Rabbi Yehuda. What's the din? Lav shein by Maisa by Rabbi Yehuda gets Malkus. So the Gemara said Elo Amrei Shlakish. How does Rabbi Yehuda know this? Gamar me Eidim Zaynim. Ma Eidim Zaynim in lav shein by Maisa like in a love. Of course, lav shein by Maisa like in a love. Simple enough. Eidim Zaynim in is a lav shein by Maisa. It's true. Like in a love. What does it mean, like in a love? What does it mean, Eidim Zaynim in like in a love? Look at Rashi. What does it mean? Come on, Eidim Zaynim in. See the Rashi. Come on, Eidim Zaynim in. Ma Eidim Zaynim in lav shein by Maisa like in a love. Eidim Zaynim in like in Aviburam. Ve'eidei Tengusha ben Chalutza. Right, this Gemara is like the Chacham. So according to the Chachamim, when do Eidim Zaynim get Malkus? What does the Gemara say? Rashi must chant the Gemara only by Ben Gush and Ben Chalutza. So, I'm not tricking anybody, I'm just saying chant the Gemara. What does Rabbi Yehuda say according to this Rish Lakish? How does Rabbi Yehuda know Elav She'en by Maisa gets Malkus? He learns it out of Eidim Zaynim by Ben Gush and Ben Chalutza. Which is also a lav she'ein by Maisa, and you get Malkus.
Who's saying
the Zayn is not a Maisa?
The
Zayn is not a Maisa. We can see that was the Zayn's kasha, but Pashtikeg, as the Gemara say, is that Eidim Zaynimin is a lav she'ein by Maisa, and you get Malkus by Ben Gush and Ben Chalut. What's this Gemara say? Why do you get Malkus Ben Gush and Ben Chalutza? Because it's a wild pasuk. Huh? But it's, then it's not a lav sheish by Maisa. A lav sheish by Maisa has to be a lav. Doesn't this Gemara, Shmuel Rizovsky is, that this is the chayla, the Ferish Gemara, like the Rabbanon, even like the Rabbanon, that by Ben Gush and Ben Chalutza, you get Malkus because of a lav. Because the Gemara says, we learn out of Eidim Zaynimin. Eidim Zaynimin is a lav, sheh, ein by Maisa, and you get Malkus. That's how Rabbi Yehuda learned. That means that Eidim Zaynimin is a lav by Ben Gush and Ben Chalutza. We clear the Shaila. Why do Eidim Zaynimin get Malkus? Is it a Kasha Zaman Dikadin? Or by Sana Bereicha Dikadin? And it's a Shulazovsky, Machayr is a Beterish Gemara, that it's a din of Maisan of Reich Eid Shaker. Because the Gemara calls it a lav, shein by Maisa. Probably the Kasha. No? Especially because Rashi says Beterish, the Gemara is talking about Ben Gush and Ben Chalutza. And clearly it's going like the Rabbanon, not Ramea. So the Gemara is listening to Shad and Rabbi Yehuda, who holds lav, shein by Maisa, like in a lav. Which one? So you get Malkus for. That's as hard a light as I mean, not. Would you call that a lamb?
What is that?
That's not a lamb. I mean.
How
to call Kasha Zama the lab? That's the Asar. That doesn't mean that it's a lab. there would be no need for an asara, so then kashazam would give out. The Kiddush HaTorah is that every yayin is used an asara. So the ma'ad is the asara, but that doesn't make the isra miss a ma'ad. You're not getting malchus for that lot. The malchus, the killer lot shame by ma'isha from that, because you're getting malchus because of kashazam. It's true that the Torah says the Tanbrei HaChaka, but that's not enough of a reason to get malchus. The market is kasha kasha zaman. If it's true that the market is kasha zaman, then it's a dinner kasha zaman back. Why? Because it's a condition that you need an atari. It's a tradition that you need asar. What do you mean? Right. Because if it's because of tzaddik, not because of the mind. No, really. If you learn back Gemara, you might say, no, I don't see. When it's I, like tzaddik. No, the Pasha said Gemara, when you learn back Gemara, the Pasha says, because of the speaker of the tzaddik. Well, just if the finish is talking about a speaker with the paper claim like that. No, no, the earth flash into that. Just the secret itself is amakai, you go only with kasha zama, or if you learn only with Vaisana. But if you're learning it out of kasha zama with the siku, you don't really need Vaisana, except because of the requirement of a celebrating Sunday night. What? Yeah, but that's not the source of the Irish. The source of the Malkish.
No, that's not correct.
That's not the way I would touch the Gemara. If you look on Beis and Beis, it's not the way you would touch it either. The Pasha Gemara is if it's because the tzaddik teaches us the Kasha Zalman, you got Malkish, like the Malkin, not Kasha Zalman.
I wanted to say that even
if
any
human is in
the parents, it's not the
only reason I don't get both is
because of the problem.
Okay, let me get this carrot. Meshul Rizovsky. There's a very nice teretz. He says the rule of lav shein b'maisa, liken v'ein liken, is not. Who says it's dafka ruled by lavim? Dafka ruled by lavim? Not dafka. It just happens to be that a mitzvah sasei doesn't get malchus. But let's say it would be a mitzvah sasei in the Torah which does get malchus. The same rule would apply that if it's an asay she'ein by ma'isa, the chacham would say you don't get ma'isa, you don't say you do. The machlokes is it's not necessarily lav she'ein by ma'isa, not necessarily lav. It just happens to be that way that only lav can get malchus. But if you could come up with an aveiro which is not a lav which gets malchus, it would be the same thing. It would also have the same rule that if it has a ma'isa, it gets malchus, and if it doesn't have a ma'aser, it's not like. Like Shmuel Rizovsky, the malchus of Ben Grusha is taka because of kasha zama. We could learn it off kasha zama, like that side of the chakir. That the malchus of Ben Grusha is because of kasha zama. Ah, you'll say that's not a lav shein by ma'aser. Kasha zama is not a lav. How can this? So don't call it a lav. Who cares? The part of lav shein b'maisa is not lav, it's abeira sheyesh b'maisa, not like him alone. It's so nachinami. You taka right. It's not leisana b'reyach, it's kasha zama. It has nothing to do. Because when Yehuda's trying to say lav shein b'maisa, like him alone, the word lav is just coincidental that most abeiras that get malchus are lav. He really needs to say abeira shein b'maisa, like him alone. So the Meila, the Gemara, could learn it out of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Even if Ben Grusha is not a Lysana Bereich, I think it is. In the Kasha, we ask, that if we're learning it after Ben Gurusha, it must be Ben Gurusha is alive. He says, no, he says there has to be a lot. But it's an Avera. Any Avera, which a Torah prescribes, Marcus, there's a Machetz, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva, that needs a Maisa on that. So Rabbi Yehuda is learning out of here that since Ben Gurusha Ben Chamitza, you get Marcus without a Maisa, you're going to have to answer all other Averas that are not shame by Maisa, that might come. The Lab Dalkit is in the Lab, it's more than in the Avera. So the Mela, the Limbud, here in the Gemara is a good one. And this is his teretz. Okay, tomorrow we move on to the next Mishnah, Yetz Hashem. Okay, we'll be prepared.